This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tomorrow's election day over in the UK. Prime Minister Theresa May's gamble on getting a strong popular mandate as she starts Brexit negotiations with the European Union. One of the toughest issues in those talks may well turn out to be immigration. More than 3 million European nationals have exercised their right to settle in Britain under the EU treaty. But since the Brexit vote, EU migration to the UK has slowed sharply, which means that now, of course, there are fears in Great Britain of a labor shortage. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Anabel, mira.
Isis Acosta, a Spanish citizen, lives with her two-year-old daughter Anabel and her husband Carlos in London. Until the Brexit vote last year, they had every intention of raising Anabel in Britain.
That's why she was born here, because I felt the public health system was good. We have friends from here. We had a good life until this happened.
And it's not a good life anymore?
The uncertainty for me is terrible.
Uncertainty about her family's rights in post-Brexit Britain. Will they continue to have access to state-funded healthcare and education? Will they even be allowed to stay?
So what will happen with all the people, the European citizens living here? We don't know. The problem is that we don't know.
Have you thought about leaving?
Of course. Every day.
Her husband, Carlos, is torn. He loves his well-paid job in a London software company and revels in its cosmopolitan culture.
They don't care where you're from. You can feel that there is equality of opportunities for everyone.
But he, too, is wondering whether post-Brexit his family would be better off back home. Many would-be migrants are apparently starting to feel the same. Carlos's firm is now finding it much tougher recruiting talent from continental Europe. It's taking much longer to fill vacancies.
Last year was a matter of 2 weeks to 1 month. This year is being a matter of 3 months.
And that's because of Brexit, you think?
Yeah, it's the uncertainty, obviously.
Net immigration into Britain, that's the difference between the numbers coming in and those leaving, has fallen since the Brexit vote, down from about a third of a million a year to about a quarter of a million. That's partly due to EU nationals going home, but also to fewer coming here. Tom Handley is with the REC, a trade body representing recruitment agencies. He says this is fast becoming a crisis.
One of our members who works in the healthcare sector said, look, the number of nurses coming from EU countries is down 80% compared to what it was pre-referendum. So there's definitely a squeeze happening, in particular in areas where we really need staff, like our healthcare service.
In fact, there are shortages across the board, he says, from accountancy to cleaning. And it's a fallacy that there are thousands of British workers lining up to do these jobs.
You still need, you know, to bring workers from outside to fill the number of vacancies that are there, because we're at nearly full employment.
The British government says it's determined that businesses here will get all the labour they need. It wants to guarantee the rights of EU nationals in Britain, but it's demanding a reciprocal deal, which also guarantees the rights of Brits living in the EU. Roger Casale, founder of the New Europeans, a civil rights organisation, is not impressed with the government's position.
What it's really saying is it wants to hold over 3 million EU citizens hostage in the negotiations. Let's remember, we're talking about human beings and their rights, and rights are non-negotiable.
He says the British government should guarantee immediately and unilaterally the right of the European nationals in Britain to stay, and the European Union should do the same for the 1.6 million Brits living in the EU. Common decency demands it, he says. And so does the British economy, say many business leaders here. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.